What's up? It's your boy Yogi B, man. You know, I had to get a little Z's in before I got, you know, today's topic out of hand. You know what I'm saying? I'm being called to, you know, drop another bomber on y'all. You know what I mean? And it's good for, you know, it's a lot of things, you know, on this podcast we go through together when it comes to really guiding each other and staying really aligned to our true purpose. I mean, that's my main objective for people to understand, like, through God, it's very important. Let's just say that. You know, top of the list, I tell you. But I want you to pay attention, like, start paying attention to what people don't say, you know? Start paying attention to how people move, you know what I mean? Again, I always stress, you know, the game is chess, not checkers, you know? People can tell you everything all day long, but if you're not rationalizing how a person actually moving, you know, the intent behind the move don't mean anything if they move in a certain way continuously. And if it's not helping the board game, then that's just a useless pawn. You know what I'm saying? That you keeping around for what? For what? You know what I'm saying? These attachments we have to people sometimes become an illusion in itself. Because when you think about it, nobody really owe you nothing. Nobody really owe you trueness. Nobody owe you kindness, you know. No one, you know, and that's something I was wrapped up in for a large majority of my life, just because it's all I represented for the people around me. And I kind of talked about this in my last episode, you versus you. If you're not battling yourself, then you're not going to know your own limitations. And it's like, you know, to this role, it gets draining, right? It gets exhausting, especially when you're going the opposite direction of the way God wants you to go. That's not even a question. It's something that you can't explain. When you start following your path and the righteous calling that you're really here for, you know, the road is smooth. The road is easy. I don't think God made life the way it is to be hard. Well, let's just be honest. But as children of God, when we don't obey, you know, we make the process harder than it needs to be sometimes, is what I'm being told to say. I'm going to tell you myself, like, not pointing a finger on a lot of the naive, narcissistic people I was surrounded by, but the real reality of it all, it was me that wasn't really following my intuition and what I knew to be true just by observing. You want things to be a certain way. You think staying around it, motivating the change, is going to do something for them. It's really not. And I was talking about this on my other show just the other day. The only way you can really see somebody change is by changing yourself. And in that reality, if it take the person that long to change, then you got to come to terms. Then maybe you weren't as important as you place them in your life, and that's okay. You know, everybody can get demoted, everybody can get promoted. That goes for everything in the spiritual community, that goes for the 3D, 5D. It's like, you know, we got to stop having attachment to these titles. It's hard because, you know, some titles are very, very detrimental to setting you up for success. And, you know, the world knows that, of course. And it's crazy because, you know, with me and my personal story, you know, enemies demised against me from the very day one, you know, of my presence. And it's just like, to be honest, you know, the only thing that kept me in a straight, narrow path is myself and God keeping me aware of, you know, my dreams being more important than others and how they react to who I am. See, that's what it is. A lot of people, see, you can't go in this journey thinking like you're going to please everybody. But just know you can go on this journey pleasing the right people that's meant to be pleased by the substance of who you really are. Don't run away from that. Don't run away from that. You know, when you run away from yourself, it causes you to go in that longer cycle of confusion. And when you open your eyes up to who you really are, then it's really hard to really run away from the true fact of, you know, your real nature anyway. I didn't have to lose and cut off friends. I never really thought at the end of the day I would. It was some dudes that I was close to. I would have thought I would have been, you know, we would have been friends forever. But there's one thing about God. When God reveals some stuff to you, it's undeniable. It's not something you should really fight with, you know? You don't gotta worry about God misguiding you. That's the beautiful thing about finding faith and being one with self. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you don't have to question things that people try to hide from you. You know what I'm saying? And as you build that tolerance to life, you start to, you know, regain the sense of self, you know, or regain the sense of importance within. That makes you realize that this whole thing was destined to be the way it is. You gotta learn that these situations are all life lessons. And sometimes, you know, I'm gonna be real with you, it might seem like God punishing you. You know what I'm saying? And in the reality, you might be getting punished because of some of the lessons you're not really taking for what they really is. You continue to keep putting yourself around situations that demean your character, demean God. That's not righteous. You can't say you're repping something and still be affiliated with things that's dragging you to the opposite end. And if you do, you definitely want to be aware of the individuals that are on that side. Because you invest too much love and too much energy into the wrong thing, you succumb to it eventually. Let's just be honest. Like, hang around like-minded individuals, I believe, and that's just what it is. All my life, I was surrounded by individuals, you know, who didn't really show me genuine love. And it's like, you know, I made excuses in my head, you know, the entire time why it was the way it was. Until God stepped in and told me, well, you can't take too much more time in your life giving passes to people you showed nothing but genuine love to. Yeah. It may hurt your soul, but it feels a lot better when you have that energy being returned to you and people reciprocate and respect who you are in the present moment. You got to find individuals who understand mentally, consciously that people change, things evolve, and we no longer live in the past. Because if you hanging around an individual, say you out and about with a friend and they just bring up randomly some old shit that's like, it might be the smallest negative thing. But I always question that. It's like, okay, what made you really jump back into the past? Oh, and even the person that you hang out with, that it always seems like they're in competition with you when they're around other people. That's one thing you really wanna weed out. Like I said, actions speak louder than words. You know what I'm saying? How much is this person uplifting you versus are you doing all the uplifting? It's very important. Now, we don't say these things to get a reaction or get certain energy at the times we do, but in general, when you look at the patterns that people play in your life, you got to start asking for something when you're giving everything you got to these people. But people of the past, people of the old that you have to leave behind, that's where they are. Because it's just like, at the point in when God got to step in and cancel something, it can't be really redeemed until that person finds God and really find that trueness within themselves and they walk in that light of life. But God gives us the ability to forgive for ourselves so that we don't hold any of that in our heart. Because really, what we hold in our heart is detrimental to our interaction and how we see God and how we be able to connect with Source. It's too many times that you're going to be stagnant in life, not doing what you want to do, not doing, going where you want to go, not hanging with, you know, it's these people that is on the outside holding you by the bind and constructing their beliefs personally on to you. Oh, I don't think that's cool. I don't think you should do this. Well, I think you should invest in this and that. Well, no, I mean, what in life do you want to do? I mean, sometimes it's just like you get in this box and contrapped in the other beliefs and other visions of other people that really, in the mind side view, they're not willing to outsign, outstand anything that they used to. Which, you gotta look at their lives. Are they in a better predicament than you? Are they manifesting things that you want to see? And more importantly, what's their relationship with God? That's number one. That's number one. That comes over everything because, I mean, a person that doesn't necessarily have to have the fruits to be fruitful with the Most High and give you information that you may need. I mean, God uses everybody as a vessel. I mean, I'm a testament to that. But I grew up around these animals, you know, constantly perpetrating false narratives, trying to control the narrative of how I thought because they understood the nature before I did, which was all a divine plan, you know. People that look in my face and would say they family and not even give me the rightful respect of telling me my true origin. This is the true shit that, you know, society need to let go of all this stuff that they hold on to in the flesh when it comes to this money. Because when the important stuff disappears, then you lack what you used to have. And then you question God like you actually cherish the gift that was given to you. See, I think, honestly, I know that people lack the consciousness to understand the true value of what's important until it's actually stripped from them. Because a lot of the things that were stripped from me, I thought was like, you know, even in the midst of finding out they were all against me, it was some things that, you know, hey, I could still see the trueness in this person and who they really wanted to be. Even though it was all an illusion. You know, higher family members, higher relationships. And it's just like, to what means? You know, to destroy a person's happiness due to the lies that was created in the midst of this person's creation. It was just, it's like, you know, it's unfair. The game is unfair sometimes, you know? The game is unfair until you find God. Because God is the only one that can equal and balance out anything that's been done wrong in the eyes of the righteousness. And people got to understand this. Like, when you're going outside of everything that's supposed to be when it comes to the law of nature, the law of what God presented and placed here for this realm, you're going to succumb to anything that's of the opposite end, the devil, the negative energy, the opposite end, the ops. You out there, you outside the boat. Don't let this new age shit take you away from what's really calling you. What really keeps you up at night? What really drives you to find a answer? You know what I'm saying? Because in this relation, we gotta understand, like, it's something that draws you either away or towards something. So what is it that makes you feel like, okay, you're not good enough to be who you are? You gotta feel at peace with yourself before others can really respect you. Because everybody wanna take you outside your box when they dealing with shit that they don't wanna really face. When you happy and you don't have to cut corners, when you don't use the system against other people in a righteous way where you not bother, you stand in your own lane. You know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta really understand, like, you the enemy in a lot of people's eyes just because they decided to take a different route, right? A lot of times these individuals like to place the blame on others, but in reality, they're not looking at themselves. They don't never take the time to really see themselves in the mirror. Like, yo, what did I do to place myself in an environment to where I even do the certain shit I do to feel okay with myself, you know? And I'm just talking about the unrighteous people at this point, you know? Once I reached back to this level I'm at, I realized that God was always reaching out to me, always sending a person to grab me and bring me back home. God never left. God never turned his back against me. God never, you know what I'm saying? Never told one lie. Never will. You know, and it's really, it's just eye-opening how people walk away from this true love, and they seek this in all other things but God. I did it in a way to where I wasn't doing it to bash whether or not it was a reality or not, but in a way to where I wasn't focused on loving myself, which was really taken away from love and from God's creation. When you're not loving yourself, then what does that really say about who you have faith in? I see a lot of people talk about, you know, church every Sunday. They go to church, you know, and that's cool. Don't get me wrong. If it's the right church, the right community, by all means, it's always good to have people around in the same energetic field. But let's just be honest. A lot of people go to this building every week with the same traumas they had last week. And, you know, half the people got to still feel at a certain point open enough to really go to the priest, go to the pastor, and open up and really get down to the bottom line solution to it. Let's just be honest. A lot of people don't feel comfortable talking about this shit they're not proud of. It feels like this world wants you to be bottled down and boggled in a system where you got to hide the flaws because you feel like you can't redeem yourself. But you can. That's the greatest thing about this, you know? And let me take that back. That's the best thing about God, the Most High, is because through it all, God can see you for the pureness of who you want to be and where your heart really is. That's the ultimate love. And when you're going through that, God is going to set you up in positions where you can get and grasp everything that equates to what God wants for you. And God don't want nobody to cheat on you. God don't want you to be in an unfaithful, committed relationship. God don't want you to be in these binds that don't satisfy the means of your soul and spirit in this journey. Like, let's just be honest. I'm telling you, I'm a living testament of it. And not even at the fullest point in my life, I can see that God is the king of all kings in so many different ways, the ruler of how everything works. You can't get nothing above the Most High. You know what I'm saying? And you can't swipe anything under the rug. You got to come in full openness and knowing that, look, man, God, I need help. You know, sometimes just having a conversation with God, I need help, God. And really just shed some light on the things that I need to be walking closer to you. And all those things is stuff that, you know, you may have not even been aware of until you came to God. That's the most amazing thing, because God got a veil on a lot of things to where when he shed the light on it, it's time for you to let shit go. Like, just like when it's time to go back home to God, it's time to let this go. It's just like, it's not, it's great, it's fun. But when it's time to go, it's time to go. You know, you can't live life with any regret. And that's one of the reasons why I treat people with the most respect when I can. because it's just like, I don't want no experience to be my last experience being negative experience if I can control that. You know, just being a small part of the world, I could be the biggest influence to people I come around. It's just like, that's the biggest thing, like, that means the world to me personally. But like, if you orient your life towards this, you could see more happiness in the world if you spread it. I've always felt that way. Like, I always knew that God would put me in the best positions because that's where my heart was always at. But then there's a time when you get on this track and you know who you are, you can't focus on the things and the people that don't want to respect you and see you for the person you are through God. It's not on them to. It's not on you to put energy into why other people don't want to see you in the divine spirit you are. You know what I'm saying? You got to really, look. You gotta really see it like this. It's you and God to the end. Like, that's it. Anything that comes in and wanna connect to you through that, through spirit, it's like, that stays close, that's genuine, you gonna know. Cause God give you that power of discernment. You know what I'm saying? I was out here without God. I was letting any and everything come around me just looking for genuine love. But these people weren't looking for the same thing I was projecting out. Let's just face it. And even if I was projecting that out, what was the reason behind me projecting these things out? Because deep down, I wasn't feeling secure within myself. So I put myself around people that, you know, was a representation of that. But, you know, once you learn to heal and do the things that you got to do to really fill up full again, to really let go of the people that to try to, you know, see your demise, then you can really focus on who the individuals are and who God is sending to you. Cause a lot of the times, if I look back in history, it's like, it was a lot of individuals I can go back and be like, okay, that was God sent me that person, and I just ignored that person. Due to the ego and things I was going through mentally in my head, I wasn't really ready at the time to succumb to it. Let's just be honest. It was a fear. And not being good enough, not being ready enough to let go of the things I felt was important at the time. And that's when you get stung by bees, and it almost feels like more than 100 times. But that's not to say it's an easy journey. It's not a cake and butterfly journey. When you detox in the body, you got to go through everything that toxified the body, and you got to really make sure you face it and come to terms with it. Some things isn't necessarily bad about you. You might just view it bad because others around you projected off this false energy, making you feel like what was good about you was bad. You got to reorient everything and re-rationalize your whole hard drive and system. And that may take some time alone. But why is that, like, bad? Why is that a thing that people fall away from when it comes to allowing a person to have their personal space to grow? You're going to see quickly how people use you for your energy when you need time alone to grow. And I'm going to be honest with you, like, and to be straightforward with you, straight frank with you, it's like, it's not until you're willing to step away from the things that hinder you from growing or evolving in life that you're going to be able to see the other end of the things, see the greener side of the grass or the fence, right? Yeah, it's uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable. Because when you raised and you breed it a certain way, it's like you want to think that everything was done on an up and up, and you was breeded the way that God would want you to be breeded to go off in the life. But the sad reality is, that's not the case. You gotta have true faith to really see it through. You gotta have true faith to really see yourself grow to your fullest potential. It's gonna be just you. It's gonna be a lot of distractions. A lot of people that wanna take away from you being your fullest self. Because if you're not willing to take that sacrifice, others not gonna want you to take it either. You know, it's a lot of people that wanna stay in their misery. Want to stay in the chaos, that want to stay in the drama 24/7, that's not looking to really sit up and enjoy the fruits of life that God gave us, you know, the ability to sit here and be blessed with. This is the bottom line. It's going to take time for this to hit, and maybe you got to play it back again and really sit and think about, okay, some areas in your life you're not even thinking about. People you giving energy to, okay, it might be just a one-time thing. And I talk to women that say, you know, they into this type of thing where they just letting any and everything come in and out their body. You know, no point intended. But guys, you doing the same thing. You thinking it's a goal to have bodies, and if you got the most females, 3, 4, 5 females, for some reason that make you feel like a complete man. When in reality, like, all that stuff don't mean nothing until you build yourself up to a character that is sustainable within themselves. I realized this. I was running away from my own destiny. I was running away from God. I was running away from myself. And I was trying to fill the holes with things that wasn't there to solidify and fill my holes. What are you filling your holes with that may leak every now and then, causing that depression, anxiety, causing you not to want to be who you really are? What are you filling your holes with? Because I'm pretty sure if you're filling these things, it's vices that need to be taken care of. When you reach a point of knowing your destiny and what it is, I can guarantee you 100%, like, it's going to be test and trial and tribulation just because the devil going to try to take you out of it. Another person that's leaving the game, another person that's not trying to indulge in the sinful acts that creates the void and the separation between man and woman. Kids, students, whatever. We got to come together eventually and see that this shit is just, you know, played out to a point to where we got to stop doing each other wrong, back ending each other, and really face the fact that what is it that we want to do, that we at some point told ourselves we can't even do that. This Yogi Bear 726, man. My whole life is a testament for God, and I'm already knowing it's gonna be shed the light on what my story is gonna be on a whole nother scale, just because it's so magnifying to really even think about what God has did for me, that it's just like, I'm already knowing what God is doing. We gotta glorify his name. And my whole life is a representation of what the glory of God can do for you, the Holy Spirit. And it bothers a lot of people every day seeing me walk around happy, seeing me mind my own. But it bothers people because at the end of the day, what they couldn't stop, they know came straight from God. And these people battled and stood up against the Most High just to see a person gone that meant nothing wrong to humanity. This is what they're going to want for you when you start to stand on your own purpose and your own creativity. So if I had to do it again, for God, I would. I wouldn't even think twice if God needed me to do anything. It was the roughest journey. It was some things I just, you know, tried to bury within myself. I did. For too long. But the real reality of it is, it's like, God is so, the love you get from God is so magnifying that it erases everything that you may have thought you went through, because God was there the whole time. And when you know God and the power of God, it's like, you can understand why some of these things happen, where hopefully if you choose and seek God, you can change people's life in a positive way, to where they see the things they do, the ways they live, don't have to solidify who they believe they are. God will refresh you, will replenish you. And you'll see the importance in yourself through any and everything that come your way. This is something that God do for me every day. It's like, I can't ignore it. I can't not shed light on it. I can't. When you know God, you gotta give the word back to the people, because it's just like, if you don't, you selling life out short. You selling the people out. And in reality, I done took so many sacrifices for people that will never even know. What are you willing to do to find your true purpose and live in it and stand on who you know you are? How much are you willing to go up for war with God and have faith in the word when others don't, when others sway, when others create a divide? We'll say that. Real shit. Gotta be willing to be alone. You gotta be willing to go through that isolation with God. Everybody does. Even the criminals, the murderers, the pedophiles, the corrupt people that go to jail. You need that time. You can still find God. It's still a chance to find God. And that's the most important thing. It's still a way to find solitude within your own soul and find peace. People have committed things that, yeah, they're going to regret for lifetimes. But when you isolate these people from society and you give them time to focus on a higher calling, a higher means, you're going to see them come out transformed in a new body, a new person, literally, like, through the Holy Spirit. It's like, until you do the work, until you really put in that stride to be one with the Most High, it's nothing above that. Oh, you feel like the man because you got a mansion. Oh, you feel like the man because you got a, you know, a foreign car. Yeah, you know, those are all good things if you want to reach those heights. But what are you in times where you don't have these things? When you have spirit, you have flesh, you have finer things, you have a connection with the divine through it all. A sense of happiness no matter what happens. It could be rain, it could be fall, it could be winter, cold, to frostbite. You could have it all. You know, it's the test of these trials and things that we go through. We got to really see, like, the main objective of what God is trying to give us and make it clear that we should see. Too many of us is fighting. Too many of us is hating on each other. Too many of us is trying to feel like we're better than the other when we're all the same. We're all God's children trying to be as much as a necessity to our families, to the important people to us. We're trying to enjoy as much as we can. And I think over time we fail to not eat too much off the plate or the table. Take just what you need. Like, you know, don't be the person that over indulge. That's like that. Yeah, that's the perfect word I'm looking for, actually. Don't be the person that overindulge. Because when you are the person that overindulge, then you take it from others. You might be taking from others and not giving back, giving other people the chance to eat is not even cool. Because what's the point? If everybody can't enjoy it, if everybody can't know the wonders and the beauty of life, I wish everybody could go and have everything they wanted in life with no type of battle. You know what I'm saying? Like, in the real world, like, this stuff is all here. It's enjoyable. Like, it's here for us for a reason. But, you know, of course, you know, society means work, money, all this materialistic stuff that we gotta have to see these things. People get greedy. People do whatever it takes to just live a little, right? But maybe that's the trap in itself. Maybe the trap in itself is to stay patient to God's will and what God has for you. That way you can always negotiate how much you're eating off the table. Because if you try to take too much off that table, you might take the whole dinner plate. You might take the whole table off. It might crumble, like, right in front of you. And it's like the people that helped build the plate that worked hard to build the table for the dinner. You know, let the people that, you know, put in the more work throughout that period eat a little more. And understand, like, yeah, okay, I could put in just as much work and not even more work trying to feed and help others than the next. Then, hey, it's going to be my time to have my fair share. A lot of people like that patience, man. And if you're knowing, you know. Doesn't matter when, but you just know what happens. It was destined for you. You know God, you know. Because it ain't no better committed. It ain't no better commission. Commitment. Sorry, excuse me. Ain't no better commitment. You can't tell me it's a better commitment. Because it's no proof that you're never going to have a better commitment. We have so many trials, so many examples of that. People trying to commit to things outside God, it's like, it's not going to hold up. Especially, you got the whole country saying one nation under God, but they're not even following God and His righteous Son. And really, the words that we supposed to be abiding by, we go against. But it's just like, what is people really doing to make it like this? Oh, it's the money. It's the secrets. It's the dark stuff that people do that they hide and they resist to really come to the light. Come to the light, man. God is waiting for y'all to come to the light, man. For anybody hearing this, anybody that pick up on this, like, and you feel like you really still got that look. God already knowing everything you do anyway, so it's like you just hiding from yourself. You're not hiding from anybody else that got the eye of God or that walk with God. Like, we already knowing. And God for sure already know the beginning and the end. So it's just like, who are you really running from? You gotta really think about, like, who are you running from? Cause no, what you do in the dark gotta come to the light. It gotta come to the light. So what that mean? That's why it's like, Be careful, be mindful of the things you let go that you don't want. Because when God got to shine light on something, it's going to be 10 times brighter than what it would be if you just opened up the door on a regular day and you was just like, you know what, I'm going to let the light shine today. I'm ready to release this darkness. That's, you know what I'm saying? Like, when big man come in the room, that's a brighter light. That's a brighter light. That's when so you don't want to keep living in fear of yourself because you think that everybody do stuff that's wrong, that they're not proud of. Like, we never gonna be Christ. We never gonna be Yahshua. We can try to walk as close as possible, but this is why we was blessed to have a chosen one that died for our sins before we even committed them. I mean, it's a real blessing, man, when you think about it, man, because it's just like, you don't gotta feel trapped in your own illusion like the world wants you to feel. That's why for me it's easy to move on. Like, I might not mess with you ever the same. That is true. But I don't hate you. I really don't. I might be angry with you, disappointed in you. But hate is a strong word. You know what I'm saying? Hate is a strong word that holds weight. And I don't really want to hold that weight in my heart for people. Life too short. I would rather you continue on with your life and just, you know, get busy in your own personal goals and things you want to accomplish, because I already know who protect me. I already know the blood I'm washed in. It's like, I'm gonna go towards my destiny no matter what it is. Like, as long as God willing, like, it don't matter like what's in my way. Like, I already knew it wasn't gonna be easy. I never wanted the easy fight. That's the thing about me. Like, I don't want no easy fight, man. I don't want no easy victory. Like, I want it to mean something because I want to be number one. Like, anybody that I know, anywhere I've ever went, like, I wanted to always slaughter the biggest beast, the biggest animal. Like, I want to do some shit that, like, people were thinking, like, is impossible. But it happened to me because it was just, like, it was destiny. I'm already knowing I can do whatever I put my mind to. And I think, you know, when you tell people that, you gotta really feel that. Like, you got to really feel that way. Like, you can't keep letting niggas dictate how far you go in life, who you is, what Becky think about you across the street. I don't care. I'm like the nigga that you, like, when a nigga say he don't care and you look up in the dictionary of the words, I don't care, you gonna see my picture by all those words. Because it's just like, unless it's, you just don't understand. It's just like, people, I was groomed around people who gonna show nothing but hate, so I had to find the means to love without even seeing shit before it was there. All my life I trained for what I do so naturally now. See, that you gotta understand the mind of a perspective of a man who can turn negative shit into the most positive shit. If you can't do that, or you can't see yourself becoming that, it's going to be difficult for you to manage through the shit. Hold on. That's too much fire for them, though. For real. If you can't manage turning the negative into the positive, how you going to manage through this shit? Because it's going to be a lot of bullshit in life. Like, you're going to have to manage through it. Like, niggas gonna be on bullshit. Niggas gonna try to stop your shine before, you know, Because you got to be able to see your worth through that shit. Like, that's what I am. Like, you know, I'm speaking abundance now, but I feel abundance. I feel abundant now. It's a difference. And now I know what it is. Because it's just like, when you can get rid of all that, you can now put your own title on the energy you want to be or gravitate in your life. People want that effect. People want to get there in life, but nobody want to do the work. I'm going to do the work. I don't care how long it takes me to come to be number one. That's the problem with me. I don't care how long it takes. I don't care if I'm 45, if I still have not reached what I wanted to reach. Best believe we still going at it. I already did make my mind up. That's what niggas gotta do. Y'all gotta really make y'all mind up. Like, who the fuck are you? Like, are you just gonna, like, what do you want to be in life? And what are you willing to do to make it happen? Like, that's the true version of Yogi that, honestly, I uncovered just, I can't even tell you how long ago, because it's just like, look, this the new update of the new vibe I'm on, because it's like, fuck what niggas want to do to stop what God got destined for a young king. And niggas like, you know, I say that with strong pride, because it's like, I didn't battle through all the gaslighters, all the demonic, the demons, you know, I didn't did it all. I see it clearly for what it is now and who they are. I see them for who they are. I don't got to have no attachments to it. Hey, niggas can do what they want to do, but I know what I'm going to do. And that's all God want me to focus on. So I'm here to tell you, like, maybe this is a message for you if you tapped in. A real one, like, I know it. Like, I know the people who hate me love me too, because it's like, I'm still going to feed y'all. I'm still going to give back. And you can't stop with God, the God flow. Like, if I turn my back on the people who deceive me to where I don't give y'all at least some breadcrumbs, I mean, God never did that to me. So I could never. I'm just going to show y'all love from a distance. And that's the way it is. Because, hey, We can give back, but we won't play into demise. You know, I feed the fools with a long pole, a stick. So, you know, I'm never gonna meet my demise by the means of jeopardizing trying to give back to haters that just want to see somebody down. I can't do it. I like the fact that it comes with the heat. It comes with the pressure. Like, that's life. That's life. You know what I'm saying? It's Yogi Bear 726. Man, I have to give y'all some sauce today, man. I might drop a 2-banger repeat for y'all today. I don't know, man, but get back in your bag, man. Fuck what the haters gotta say. We gonna end this on an uplift vibrational state. Like, get back on what you wanna do in life. Get back with, let the haters do what the haters gonna do. That's what they gonna do. They gonna meet their own demise playing with the fire. Like, you know, if niggas wanna touch the fire, let niggas touch the fire. When you blessed with the blood of God, like, you can stand in your own fire. Niggas can't. They can't touch you. Like, it's hot. It's too hot for them. They don't understand it. They ain't walking in the Holy Spirit. They ain't walking in the light. When you walk in the light, I'm with the sun. I don't even get no skin cancer. I ain't worried about putting no sunscreen. I'm in the light. So it's just like, that's abundance. That's wealth. That's when you know, like, mentally, your life is changing when you can really feel what you're saying. Like, I feel it. It ain't just something I'm saying now. Like, now I feel the connection to the words that's coming out of my mouth because I already know it's truth. Grab your dog, grab your partner, grab whoever you really got. And if they genuine and they really want to see you elevate righteously, they ain't on no bullshit, show some appreciation. It's a wonderful thing, man. It's Yogi Bear 726, man. We out, man. Love, love, love.